Hi guys, and welcome back to the Noir Girl Experience. I'm Zaria.
And I'm Aziza.
And today we are finally here. It's the finale of season one.
Yes, this is the last episode in the season, and we're just so happy we made it. Okay. We're like,
Yes.
how many episodes deep?
Is this 18?
I believe this is 18. Yep. 18 episodes later, we're still here drinking our wine, talking to you
Yep, we show is okay, and
guys.
this is the end, but not the end. We'll be back.
You know, we gotta come back for season two.
Period.
Bigger and better.
We're close to our 1 year anniversary. We gotta figure out that date. I don't even know it. Ooh.
Yeah. We'll
It's
figure it out by
September
the
something, right?
yeah, we'll figure it out by the end of this episode.
Yeah, but anyway, we just wanted to say make sure you guys rate and review. That's still very re important if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rate and review. It helps get us noticed, and reels more listeners in. Make sure you share if you really enjoyed any episode in particular. Share it with a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Even something as easy as like tagging us on social media. We're very active on social media. We see everything. So, we'd be really excited to see a
Yes,
repost.
absolutely. And also, we need to point out Black Lives Still Matter. We ain't forget.
Never forget, Black lives still matter, always matter. And I'm really liking what I've been seeing so far as like what's been happening in the sports world, you know?
Yeah.
People starting to use their influence to try to seek change. I think that is really good to see and really powerful, especially for our youth. However, it's just sad that we're still here, still just seeing the same violent, terrible things that we have to see, and it's so sad.
Yeah, it's really like. And to think that, I mean, obviously a lot has happened before, but like even in this pandemic alone, like it's
Yeah.
been so much.
We have it's so many hashtags, so many people are just hashtags at this point. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Rihanna, we still need justice for Brianna.
Yeah.
Still have not gotten justice for her. We're still working on that.
So make sure you guys are still signing petitions related to Breonna Taylor's case, emailing the, is it the attorney
Attorney
thing?
General.
Yeah.
Even though
We
he's
have
just
all of
not doing
those
shit,
links.
whatever. He needs to figure shit out
Yeah, we
ASAP.
have all those links still included in our link tree. So it's very simple. Just click it and do it. Yeah.
By the way,
What?
our anniversary is September 8th.
Dang, that's close. Wow, that's very close. Like,
Yeah.
I had no idea. But we don't have to, like,
We have to
make a
do
little
something.
post or something. I don't know. But yeah.
For sure.
Today's episode is going to be very fun. We figured why not just end it on like a fun note. Disclaimer, do you want to give the disclaimer?
The disclaimer is, if you live in the United States of America, you need to partake in what we're about to speak of after you turn 21. All stories, all memories spoken of after this disclaimer were after we turn 21 years of age. So
Yes.
please, if you would like to partake in alcohol, in drinking alcohol, you must wait until you're 21 years old. That's the disclaimer.
Period.
Period.
Today we are talking about our drinking slash going out experiences. We have so many together, so many not together. We could talk for days. Okay, period.
Literally.
But the first little segment that we want to get into is drinking slash going out etiquette. So the do's and don'ts of drinking and going out. So
listen up clearly, okay? Because we are dropping gems here that will save you a lot of stress.
Absolutely. Okay?
What's number one?
The first one for sure is to know your limit. Please, 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 please know yourself, know your body. Don't get too crazy, okay?
No, seriously, nobody hates the friend more, okay? Everyone hates the friend that does not know their limit. It's very frustrating.
And embarrassing, to be honest. Let's keep it a buck. Like, I don't want to be that friend who has to help my friend that's passed out on the street or throwing up outside the club. Like, it's just very embarrassing. And then it's ruining the whole night because you didn't know your limit. Don't do that.
And if I'm extremely drunk, I hope to God I sober up quick. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not going to be an enjoyable experience for anybody, especially when everyone's drunk.
Yeah, no. It's just not a thing. Like, please don't make that a thing. And also to add on to that, make sure that you don't mix different kinds of alcohol.
Yeah, because I think
you're not about that.
Yeah, because when you mix, it definitely makes it hard for you to understand your limit, because already mixing causes you to feel sick, causes your body to not know how to like react to the different types of alcohol in your body. So please try not to mix. Leave that to the professionals.
Period.
That be like the real crazy kind of people. I never mix. It's Mm-mm. not worth it.
You just don't even see the point. After. I don't see the point.
It's gonna literally feel terrible after.
Yeah, don't do it. Just don't do it at all. Even if you feel like you can do it and your tolerance is high enough, like, don't even do that to yourself. Like, just stick to one thing, please.
So do you normally stick to light or dark?
I stick to dark. For the most
part. I like dark as well. I think that's why we can always drink together, because we have similar tastes yeah. in alcohol. We have similar tastes in wine. We have similar tastes in actual alcohol. So I think that's why we freaking have so much fun together. But definitely, like, figure out your vice and like just stick to that. If you're more of a light person, then don't sit here and try to drink some Hennessy on top
yeah,
of
yeah, no. And even if you're just a wine person, like, don't be like, you know what, tonight I'm a drink tequila. No, it's not the same.
It's okay, like, it's okay to be a wine drinker. It's okay.
It's totally fine. And I know peer pressure is a thing, even when you're an adult, I get it. But if you're not about that life, don't do it to yourself. Period.
Period. Okay, so the second rule is when you're in the club or you're out, never put your cup down.
Right.
Because if you put your cup down and you forget, or you're not looking, or you just let it sit for even 5 seconds, there's always a chance that someone can put something in your drink.
Yes.
So make sure you're staying safe. Always keep your cup in your hand. Make sure you take the cup specifically from the bartender. Or, you know, you pour a drink yourself if you're in the house or whatever. But never put your cup down.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're at a party with people you don't know, try to avoid taking drinks from people. Like, that's not I don't think that's a good idea either. Because you didn't see them pour it, like, even if there's, like, a punch or something, I would say try to avoid that, because you just never know.
Like, yeah, and you should always know what you're drinking, too. Like, not just, like, oh, I tasted it. Oh, I'm drinking vodka, whatever. No, like, you should always know exactly what was in your cup.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way is to actually either get it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so the third piece of advice, don't leave your friends.
Don't, okay? Oh my God, don't be that girl that's like, you meet a guy in the club or at a party and you just disappear. What?
Yeah, don't disappear. If you meet a guy or whatever, keep him where we can see y'all. Like, don't go too far. Don't start walking off with him or just walking off in general. Make sure everyone knows where you are at all times. If you're going to the bathroom, somebody can walk with you. Like, it just makes the night so much more easier than to have to stress, like, where are you?
Yeah.
So don't just walk off.
And in general, even if, like, if I feel like it's so whack, like, I've heard stories of, like, if you and your friend get into it and your friend is the driver and they just, like, dip, like, that's corny.
Oh, seriously?
I've heard that before, yeah. And it's like, I don't care if we get into it in the club, like, you still should, like, care about my well-being. Like, why would you leave me? That's foul.
Yeah, I think that's extremely foul. Never leave your friends, especially when you guys are out drinking. You know, that's part of just being responsible.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can have fun, we could get lit, all that, but there's a certain level of responsibility, and that's why you have to be, disclaimer, 21 plus. Thanks.
Yes.
But there's a level of responsibility there. That's messed up. Oh my God, yeah. I would die.
Right?
You know, like,
at that point, we not friends no more.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Because nah, you're not finna leave me.
Mm-mm. The next one. Ooh, I hate to see this. When you in the club or the lounge or the bar and a girl take her heels off. Ooh. And she walking around that hoe barefoot.
She wanna get comfy.
No, like, that is the worst thing you could ever do. Like, please don't ever do that. And don't get me wrong, right? I've had one night in my whole life where I wasn't in the club no more, but we got outside the club and we was waiting for the Uber. The Uber was like 15 minutes away. When you had a couple of drinks, it's been a long night, a wild turn up. Baby dumb shoes came off. Like, I'm not gonna lie, the heels came off outside the club, but I feel like that was a one-time thing. Two, I didn't do it inside the club, which I don't know if that's better or worse, but I just feel like, just try not to do that. Just take the pain. I know it'd be hurting, but just take it. Like,
yeah, I can't lie, you know, I've definitely taken my shoes off outside the club waiting for the Uber too. Like, shit, if I get too drunk,
your feet really do be hurting. Like, I know the pain, I know it.
But I just don't like taking my heels off in the actual function, because it's like, damn, like, you really in a party barefoot. To me,
like, that just gives you a bad, like, you just look dusty. Like, I'm sorry.
By the time, like, once you leave, like, nobody's around you. You're by yourself or you're with your people, whatever. They don't care. Like, but to be around all those people barefoot, I cannot.
Don't be in the club with black feet on the bottom. Like, that's just so embarrassing. You don't want to be that girl. Don't be that girl.
Do not take your heels off in the function. Okay? That's why you need to bring some shoes with you in your purse.
Yeah.
Or some socks. You need to wear something comfortable.
Yeah, bring some slides or some socks if you know you that girl that get drunk and like to take your heels off. Know your body. Like, come on now. Please don't do the barefoot. It's not cute. It's not cute.
No, I've definitely done some, like, crazy things. I've definitely walked barefoot, which is so bad.
Me too.
But I've definitely walked barefoot. Me too. Oh my God.
On the concrete.
I was scrubbing my feet when I got home. Oh yeah. My goodness. Okay, so the next one. Do not throw up in nobody's car or on their floor in their house. In their...
Aziza did that at my house, by the way.
I cleaned it up. See, that's
she
the difference.
Did clean it up, period.
That's the difference. I definitely cleaned it up. I was scrubbing. Okay. And it was very embarrassing. So please do not throw up in nobody's car or their house. It's just
particularly don't throw up in no Uber, baby, because they're gonna charge you.
They're gonna charge you. I knew someone who threw up at my friend. She was having like a party, and the person threw up in front of her house. Like, it was in the little garden that be in front of people's houses.
Oh my god.
The front lawn, whatever. I was like, this is embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing. Like, just try to make it to the toilet. If you can't make it to the toilet, make it to the garbage can. Make it to a bag. Something.
Shit, I'm making it around the corner in the bush.
If you gotta run away from the scene real quick, do that. But do not throw up on nobody's floor or in nobody's car. Like, that is just so... And then the smell is just horrific. Like,
the throw up smell is probably one of the worst smells.
It is the worst.
Known to man.
I don't even want to think about it. It's so bad. Don't do that, y'all. Please. What other ones we got? Know how you get home, please. Please. Don't be that girl. That when it's time to leave, they like, oh, who finna call the Uber? And then they looking around. It's up, down, left, right. You don't have Uber on your phone? You don't have Lyft on your phone? Like, I'm sure everybody hates dumb people, unless you that person.
Literally. You sitting here looking around. And I got to the point where I started looking around. Because I'm tired. And at first, it's like, yeah, I'll just get it because I had Uber. And it was like nothing. I could just, you know, we all just send the money. Then Uber came out with the feature to split. And I don't know why every time when you try to split, they Uber always never working. Miraculous. Every time you try to do the split feature. So it got to the point where you just have to just look around because there's always somebody that just acts like they just know they're getting home, but don't know how.
But don't know how.
Figure that out before you leave the house, please, because those people it's like, then I can't go out with you no more.
It's annoying. And then it's like, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'ma send you the money. Girl, you never getting that money. You're never getting your money.
I'm gonna cash app you tomorrow.
It's crickets. You never getting your bread. Like, you're never getting your bread, period. So just let it go at that point.
Literally. And that's when I'm around people like that I don't know, I always have to kind of like question it a little bit. Like, is she gonna be that type of person? Like, if I don't know the person, you know, mm-hmm. maybe it's a friend's girlfriend, or maybe it's, you know, there's just different ways where you're around people you don't
know.
Always have to kind of question it, like, is she gonna be that kind of person?
I've been there. That's why I try to be the one that I'll send you the money right now. I'll send it to another person because I'm not requesting it. I'm not, unless I'm going to my house, I'm going straight home. Other than that, I'm going to send it to whoever's requesting it because I'm not. I'm not, sweetie.
Especially in them Uber XLs, when you be with a lot of people.
Brother, you're never getting your money back. Just let it go. The next one, Aziza is very passionate about this, okay? Don't be the person who won a pregame with no coin or no bottle.
Say it again for the people in the back, please.
You can't want to pregame if you don't have nothing to pregame with.
Please. Because I literally cannot stand those people. They will drink all of your bottle. Every last drop. And then sit there and say, we got more? We're going to drink more? Let's pregame. Let's get fucked up. What did you bring to the table?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Then you want to get upset. Damn, I really want a pregame. So why you ain't bring nothing? This one frustrates me. I think because it's just personal. I've just been through this too many times.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating. Please, do not be so crazy to pregame and not try to put nothing in. You don't want to put a couple dollars in the little pot. you know, to go to the liquor store.
Yeah.
You waiting to see who go to the liquor store. How about you offer? How about you say, hey, I got $10. I got $5 on a bottle. Who else want to put in? You just never want to offer.
Nothing. They just got their cup out like this.
Let me get some more. Let me get some more.
Don't do that. Please don't do that, yo. Please. And then, you know what? Them be the people, they drink the most.
That's what I'm saying. They'll drink your whole bottle. And didn't put a dollar on that shit.
Yo, I'm crying. Like,
please, just have some kind of moral compass to yourself that will tell you that it's not right for me to do this. Let me try to offer something so that we all can have fun. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big no-no.
Yes. Also, please make sure you eat before you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're hydrated with water. Because I'm telling you guys, you drink on an empty stomach if you want to, but it's not going to be pretty.
It so ain't.
It's not going to be.
It's not.
And that's how you get drunk faster.
Yeah.
If you drink with on an empty stomach or just dehydrated and then you drink, because alcohol dehydrates you already.
Yeah, so you need to make sure you've been drinking water.
At least right before.
Yeah, drink some water before you know you're going to have a wild night. That's the best thing you could do for yourself. Even if you can, try to drink water in between drinks. That will help you a lot. That I know you don't have to pee a lot, but...
Yeah, that would be the way to really get through, like, a wild night, is to be able to drink water in between. I mean, it's hard to do so, but if you do that, you're definitely going to last, like, drinking a lot. Because that's, like, the perfect way to get through a crazy night.
Yeah. Listen to
water in between. But it's, like, when you go out, that's not really practical.
Yeah, it's not.
At least before.
Yeah. Definitely try to drink some water.
And after.
Before and after. And also, for me, I know I never like going to sleep really drunk because I don't know if there's truth to this or not. But, like, when I go to sleep mad drunk, I always wake up hungover. Like, always. And I know it's tempting because it's like, if you're mad drunk, you just want to lay down. But I feel like I like to just let it wear off a little bit, you know, drink some water, maybe eat if I can, and then go to bed. Because if you just lay down, you won't have a headache the next day, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I've done all that and still woke up with a hangover. So I can't confirm or deny. I can't confirm or deny because it's just, I think it also has something to do with how much you drink at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely at least drink a bottle of water before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. You know,
wash your face, okay?
Yeah.
Don't just, like, fall in the bed.
Oh, yeah. Don't sleep with your makeup on if you, like, went out or something. Don't sleep with your makeup on. Wash your face, girl.
That's how you get acne.
Yeah. Wash your face off.
Pro tip.
And this one was like a big debate on Twitter. So let me ask you, Aziza. When you go to, you know, like a house function, whether it be somebody's birthday or a housewarming, when you bring a bottle to the function, let's say nobody drank the bottle, or maybe they didn't, like, it wasn't fully finished. Like, people only drank a little bit of it. Do you take that bottle back home with you?
I do not take the bottle back if I brought the bottle for a specific celebratory reason. Like, if it was your birthday, if we're celebrating the person, no, I won't take the bottle. If I brought the bottle because we just told each other that we wanted to get lit, and we, you know, all the group of friends wanted to get lit, so I bring a bottle and it didn't get, and no one drank it. Absolutely, mm-hmm. I'm taking my bottle back. Absolutely. That's not even a question. If we're not celebrating you, we're just having fun with a group of people. You know, we just, you know, like how it is where you just invite a bunch of people to your house for no reason. Mm-hmm. I'm taking my body back. Absolutely. But that's the thing. When it comes to celebratory things, I feel like I have this like innate feeling of making sure that bottle is finished before I leave. Yeah. I mean, it's probably because I always stay the night, but I always feel like I need to finish my bottle. I think it's the cheap person in me that just doesn't want to waste anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I would be working on that. If I saw that bottle wasn't being touched, I probably would be working on it and like trying to get it finished.
Because
I would obviously bring something I drink. So I know I would be drinking it. If not that night, then definitely the next day. Because I'm going to sleep at night, so.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like if it's like someone's birthday or something like that, you definitely need to bring something that you are not, like, you're not having possession over it anymore. Like, yes. You're just giving it.
Yes. Don't hover over it like a little.
Yeah, no, that's corny and like bummy. Don't do that. It looks very tacky, but I feel like if you and your friends are just hanging out, like, girl, take your bottle back, like, period.
Take it back. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's not, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But that was, like, a big thing on Twitter, because a lot of people was like, oh, that's tacky. It's like, okay, well, maybe I haven't reached that tax bracket yet, because I'm not hanging out with my friends and buying a bottle of, like, Douce or something and letting them have it. Like, no, I'm taking it back.
Absolutely. It's mine.
Period. I think that's... Do you have any other do's or don'ts or drinking going out etiquette?
I think that's it. I think, you know, as long as you know your limit, as long as you're not the tacky friend, you're good to go. Like, you're going to have fun, and then you're going to wake up feeling not like a bag of trash. But then again, yeah. I feel like everyone has that every once in a while. So everyone experiences that at least once.
Yeah.
Hangover, though. Hangovers. If you do have a hangover, what are some tips and tricks?
Oh, definitely. You want to have some kind of Tylenol or Advil, something like that.
Yeah. My friend actually taught me this trick. If you take the Tylenol right before you go to bed, you wake up feeling good.
Oh, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. She told me she learned it from Russians, so I believe it. And they drink vodka.
Yeah, they do.
Straight. So I believe it. But I tried it once, and it actually worked. So... That's a chip. I can't drink water the morning of. It makes me throw up. But you should try to hydrate yourself. I need to drink ginger ale only. Because water makes me throw up for some reason. If I try to drink it, like, in the morning when I'm already hungover.
Yeah.
I'll just throw up. That's
crazy. Yeah, I definitely, I drink water or, like, Gatorade, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I see some people be drinking Pedialyte. That's like advanced, like, but you're gonna get your electrolytes and stuff back. So definitely try to have some kind of Gatorade or water and try to eat. I know it'd be hard, especially.
Yeah, so try something small.
Yeah, for me, I just be like, ugh, like, I don't even want to get out the bed. Like, but try to eat something. Like,
I'm the opposite. I'm ready to eat. Let's go to a diner. Let me get something heavy. That's me.
You do be wanting to go out to eat the next day. I'd be like, girl.
Because I'm like,
I used to be able to do that, but now I'm like, man, I'm done for the day. Like, the next day is canceled. Like, I'm not doing anything.
Nah. If it's food, I'm going. Food makes me happy.
All right, so... Now let's get into the real, the nitty gritty, our stories. memories.
The listeners are about to get some real great funny stories.
Y'all about to get this tea. And again, we not using no... I mean, when it come to guys, we not going to use no real names because we don't got time for that.
Absolutely. They not going to sue us, child. Which story you want to go with first?
Should we talk about like our vacation stories?
Yeah, so we've been on a few vacations. We've been trying to go once a year, but 2020 is looking like a dub.
Yeah. But
we like to be drunk.
Yes, we have had some very drunk experiences. When we went to Houston, that is definitely the trip that made me hate Hennessy. Like, I never looked at Hennessy the same ever since that trip. Like, I cannot really drink it no more because we drank it too much. Like, we had two of those, like, big bottles just for us. Like,
for what? Three nights? Four nights?
It was, like, four nights.
Four nights, yeah. So, we drank it all day, every day. And our stomachs were in shambles.
Yeah.
It was just wild that our stomachs were, like, just so messed up. We couldn't figure out why. I really think it wasn't that. I think it was the food. But it caused us to not really mess with Hennessy.
Yeah, too. I don't know. My brain just now thinks, like, it was the Hennessy that messed my stomach up.
I've drinking it since, is my point. And I've never had that problem ever again.
If I do drink it, it's not going to be, like, to that level. You know, like, I don't get drunk off of Hennessy no more because I'm scared.
I just had Hennessy a couple weeks ago, and that what happened in Houston did not happen to me. But outside of that, Houston was really dope because they had wine in their movie theaters.
Yes, they had like the little bottle service situation.
So we were able to have...
Oh, I forgot about that.
We were able to have wine in an ice bucket.
Yeah,
so fancy.
That was nice.
Very nice. We were watching
that Bill sad Street ass was... movie that made me cry. I was so drunk in the movies crying, yes. Y'all. It was so embarrassing. But anyway.
Was it If Bill Street Could Talk?
Yes.
Yes.
I had a whole breakdown, was drunk as hell in the movies, crying, like, but it was a good time, though, like, and we went to the club after.
We went to the club after, drinking again. We went there, got more drinks. That was when we were just, like, turning up to the music, we talking to people.
And, like, it was so fun.
Yeah, it was real fun. Like, I like Houston. I like the people of Houston.
I can't wait to go back one day.
Yeah, I want to go back. Maybe we check the weather next time.
Yeah, but I honestly think the weather is always like that out there. Like, it's very unpredictable. Like, it's one thing about it, Texas is very humid. I didn't like that part. It is very humid.
I had the wrong hair for that trip.
Me too. Like, we had leave out. That was not it. Like, that's the place you need braids or wig. Like,
literally. Or just be natural, because child, it's gonna poof up. But I just loved how we were able to, like, we literally were drunk all day, every day. I would work from like 9:30 to 2, like, online from home, whatever the case may be, and then we would just drink like the whole day. It was so crazy. And we've never had wine in a movie theater before, so that was really different.
Yeah, it was.
But I loved it.
That was a
fun time. They need to bring that to Jersey City.
No, they don't, because people would ruin it, I think.
You think? Jersey City people, y'all shouldn't be ruining stuff.
Maybe they can have it, like, somewhere out in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So where you gotta travel to it, but... Yeah. Whatever. That was some fun drunk times in Houston. Now, Miami.
Miami, she had me on that Patron, and that's...
Wetter than Miami in a drought. Period.
That, my friends, was a very interesting trip. I think we really needed it. It really came at a good time, too.
Oh, my God. It was great.
It was great. So, of course, you guys know with Miami, you have to be drinking tequila or rum.
Yes.
Okay, you have to. And yeah, I mean, we were so lit. We had, first of all, we stayed at a whole at an Airbnb that ended up being somewhat of a hotel. So yeah, we just felt like we were literally Miami Vice. Okay, we had our we had our cute, colorful outfits on, and we were taking shots. She was getting me drunk, y'all. She was
Don't say it was me. Okay, you was down with it.
Listen, I don't turn down nothing, but you were getting me drunk, okay? And it got to the point, y'all, where I couldn't even do Patron no more. I had to clock out. I had to say, you know what? I'm gonna switch to rum. This tequila is just a lot for me. But that's, see, etiquette. I knew my limit.
Yeah. Aziza's, I had to switch. I have to stop this. I'm gonna order some rum for myself. And I was like, okay, sweetie, I respect it. But yes, we was definitely just taking shots, having drinks throughout the day, drinking on the beach. Like, it just was fun.
We went to Wet Willie's.
You went to Wet Willie's and Fat Tuesdays.
And Fat Tuesdays, absolutely.
Them drinks is no joke. Not that I, I never knew, like, that they actually be strong. Like, them drinks is strong.
Don't let the frozen and the flavor and all that fool you. You can definitely get lit off of Fat Tuesdays or Wet Willies. Because sure.
I remember we went to eat after that, and then we ordered a drink at the restaurant. I was like, bro, I'm too drunk. Like, we gotta send
you. You couldn't even finish it.
I was like, send this back. Like, I don't want this. Like, I'm gonna throw up if I drink this.
I didn't think we were gonna be able to send it back. So I was telling her, drink it. Like, we have
to. I was like, no. I'm like, miss, we don't like it.
Yeah. She said, you don't like it. We was like, no, it tastes weird.
Because we literally only took a sip. I was like, no, I can't do this. Like, send it back.
Yeah.
Send it back. No. Yeah,
for sure. That's why we had to make sure we kept eating. Okay,
yeah, and we ate a lot of Spanish food. Oh my god, I miss
it. They have the best Spanish food.
The best. So good, so fresh. Like, oh, I miss it. I miss it so much. We was definitely drunk. Like, we was in restaurants drunk, beach drunk,
bars drunk,
bar drunk.
Talking to people on the street.
Meeting guys,
random guys taking pictures for us, yelling out their car window.
Yes, it was a mess.
Yeah, but we had a good time. We always have a good time together, but it's because we know.
Yeah, we know each other. Yeah, we know, like, we know our limits. There was no throwing up, none of that.
Absolutely not.
None of that. And yeah, that's how you do it. If you gotta sleep a little extra the next day while you're on vacation, just do it. You're not missing out on nothing. You'd rather do that than be outside hungover looking stupid. Like, come on.
Yeah. But just know that's also who you go on your trip with, because when I go on trips, I like to be lit 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, I say 24/7, but most of the day. So I can't go on a trip with someone who does not have the same mentality. We have to be like, yes, like, we getting lit. We gonna make sure we get lit regardless. So
right,
you gotta know who you vacation with as well.
Yeah, I don't like going on trips with people that be having like itinerary. Oh, we need to wake up at 6:30 and do this. I'm not doing that. Like, that's not vacation to me. I'm sorry, it's not.
You know, like, the schedule.
That's not fun. Like, that's, what about that is fun? It's not fun. Anyway, next, Aziza's birthdays, period.
So ever since my 21st birthday, I would say my 21st and my 22nd birthday, I was just on something like, I need to get lit. I need to have fun. I want to have a party. So both those birthdays, I had parties, and both those birthdays, I was extremely, extremely drunk. Like,
yes.
I mean, if we start off with the 21st birthday, we knew that was going to happen. It was 21st. I mean, it was my first time drinking. I had to do it big. So we had an Airbnb. Zaria came all the way to Brooklyn for me.
Yes, I really did. I did the most that day.
On the train for me. I was so happy.
I had to carry bottles and shit. Actually, both times, I think I did.
Yeah.
But I was like, period, we about to get litty.
Yeah, we had, I had Bel Air because it was my birthday, right? We was being fancy, okay? And we had friends, and we all just got lit.
Did you throw up?
I didn't throw up. I just passed out way too early.
Oh.
Way too early. Like, I missed my whole party. Like,
yeah.
It was so much going down that I had no clue of till the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I literally probably missed. I think I passed out at, like, 1 a.m.
I definitely going home.
And the party started, like, 9.
The next day, I remember going home. I was so hungover, like, so hungover.
Yeah. We had, you would think I was good because we had Spanish food that night. But, no, I mean, I just think it was my first time. So, it was just like, damn, I had to get lit. What was I drinking? I think I was drinking Jack.
It was a bunch of different bottles there. I know I was drinking Hennessy.
I'm sure I was drinking Hennessy too. But yeah, I did not throw up though. It was just like extremely pass out situation. I think I was crossfaded too, but I'm not sure.
I think you was, yeah. Because I remember you disappeared real quick. I'm like, where is she at?
Yeah. Anyway. 21 definitely was typical 21 behavior, okay? Got lit.
22. Do you remember my 21st when we went bar hopping?
Yes, I do.
And we was arguing in the car after. Do you remember that?
We were arguing?
Yes, we was arguing in an Uber.
No, remind me.
We was arguing about old stuff, but it was something about you bringing up a certain man. I'm not gonna say his name.
Got you. What's later? Because I surely don't remember. But
he was definitely arguing. But then the next day, I remember we just woke up regular and we went to like IHOP or something. I don't know.
That is a thing too. When we get lit, like, we always have something to say. Like,
yes.
Well, for me, I know
we be getting deep.
Yes, we always get deep. We always have to, like, talk about our emotions. Unless we're out in the club, then it's different. But, like, if we're doing, like, a drunk night in the house, which we've done a few times, it's like, we always talking about something. Something. Yeah. But I do remember going out with you for your 21st. I tried to be cute that day. Lord, my feet was hurting.
It definitely was
because you put on them. She had on the shoes that you know are just too cute but are not comfortable at all.
Yeah.
20 minutes into the night, she was like, "Oh my gosh, I think I'm done." Like, my feet.
But by the time, you know, it was my birthday, so I got drunk. I didn't even remember no more. Like, I didn't care. Turn 21. Period. It's over.
Period.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, that sure was.
What else? Oh, Aziza got a lot of throw up stories because this girl used to be throwing up.
Okay? I really did used to be throwing up so much. It's so bad. This is why we're so big on the etiquette tools, because we are trying to prevent you from making the same mistakes I did. Like, I threw up in your house. I threw up. I was abroad, okay, guys? I was abroad. And we all got so drunk off some sangria. Now, we were in Spain, guys. That is, like, the home. That is the mecca of sangria. Their sangria is the strongest sangria I've ever had in my life. Didn't realize it was that strong. I definitely threw up all in the staircase of our Airbnb.
Oh my God.
Most definitely threw up all over. And literally, like, I think I blacked out because I just went to bed. And the next morning, the owner knocked, like, was banging on the door, like, "What did you do?" Like, in Spanish, obviously.
Oh my God.
It was so bad. I didn't even remember at first until my friends were like, "Yeah, girl, you did that." And I was like, "I'll clean it." Like, that's the thing about me, though. I'll throw up, but I'll be the first. I'll clean my stuff. I don't have a problem with that. So I cleaned it, but I was like, dang, I couldn't even remember. The thing with Spain, though, they don't really eat like we do. They eat in small little, it's called tapas. I think that's probably what messed me up. It's like, guys, you got to make sure you eat for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely threw up then. Oh, child. And then I've definitely thrown up on my friend before, on her shoes.
Oh my God, I would kill you.
And I think she's probably the best. She's like the best friend ever because she didn't kill me. And she just understood that, like, it was a wild night, and I love her forever for it. But it happens, guys. Yeah. Definitely threw up on her sneakers. I didn't throw up on her. It was her sneakers, but I guess that is her. Yeah, that's an embarrassing night as well. Yeah, guys, that's what I'm saying. You gotta know your limit because
you really do.
Can get embarrassing so quickly. My friend still loves me to this day, so it's okay.
Yeah, I haven't, but now we're at a point we don't throw up no more.
Yeah, now I'm big grown. That don't happen no more.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like you should not be throwing up at this point in your life. Like, please know yourself.
Once you get to a certain age, you know exactly what your limit is, or you should anyway. You know what you should drink, what you should not drink. Like, I know I can't drink vodka.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't drink that.
I just can't do it. I drink any more than a pint, a little bit of it, and I'm, like, messed up.
Yeah.
You know what you can drink and what you can't drink.
Yeah. Do you remember the time cursing your ex-boyfriend out?
Oh, my God. Okay, one thing about me, when I get drunk, I get angry. It's not just an anger just out of nowhere. That's if someone does me wrong. And my ex-boyfriend did that all the time, okay? And Zaria, you were there for this particular situation, but pretty much it's an ex-boyfriend, but he only a phone. He telling you all these things, you know, he care about you, he love you. All this, we have history, we have a bond, BS. Then you get to a function that he's throwing and he has a girl there with him. That's his girl, like, showcasing to the world, this is who I'm messing with, this is who I'm with. Kissing, doing all types of stuff with the girl in front of everybody. And it's like, you're gonna do that in my face. Like, after you in my phone telling me all this stuff. And I'm not going to lie, like, with this particular situation, I just hated being around all of them. I hated being around him, his friends. I didn't like even being around you with them because it just, I hated the whole situation. I was like, I hated everything. So it got to the point where I had to walk off, y'all. Like, I had to literally walk off. I said, I'm leaving and I'll be back. And Zari was like, "Where you going?" I said, "I'll be back."
You lied. You was like, "I'm going." You was like, "I'm going to the store," or something like that. I'm like, "The store? It's nighttime at that. Like, what do you need from the store?"
It was like 10 o'clock in the night, guys. Like, I was like, "Fuck it. If I get mugged, I get mugged. I don't even care." I had to walk around the corner, y'all. I was so angry. I was so, so angry. But eventually, we all had to get home, and we had to rely on my ex-boyfriend and his friends to drive us home, which really sucked. But when they dropped us off, he already dropped his little girlfriend or whatever she was off. And now he want to be standing up, y'all, in the sunroof of the car. So he has his head outside, his body in the sunroof, begging me, I'm sorry, screaming, I'm sorry, in the street, y'all. It was so embarrassing.
Outside all, my house. Like,
Zaria's mom was like,
my mom what? Literally woke up and was like, what's going on? She was screaming out the window, like, what's going on?
Mind you guys, he's in his sunroof talking about, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry. I'm screaming back, F you, like literally, yeah. F you. I'm so lit, I'm ready to fight almost. Like, it was just that crazy. Zaria talking about, calm down. I feel like you was like, can you calm down? Like,
this is a lot. But then yeah. I'm like, nah, I'm finna join in, period. So I was telling the guy that I was dealing with, I'm like, you need to apologize too. He didn't even do anything to me. And I was like, say sorry. Well, at that time, he didn't do anything. But I was like, nah, I'm finna take this opportunity. You need I need a scene. I need theatrics too. Come on.
And see, and this is the thing, y'all. She telling you the truth because I always have drama. I'm always creating a scene. Not because I want to, but because I just dealt with so much with this particular character. It just brought it out of me. And so we was always having some kind of problem. It was just always drama.
Everything.
Oh my God. But that particular one, the alcohol in me said, I don't care what he do. I'm finna yell at him, scream at him, and I might swing on him if he ain't have all his friends around. But that was the alcohol talking.
Yeah, definitely. Tip, don't hang out with your ex who you don't get along with if you know you're gonna be drinking. I don't think that's a good idea.
That's not a good idea. Especially if your ex ain't, it's just terrible, you know? And at this, sometimes you just deal with people who suck.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
That was a very funny situation, though, in hindsight.
In hindsight, because at the time, it was not funny to me. Okay? I was not laughing. I was not laughing. I was ready to fight. I was so angry. Like, it was crazy. But yeah, I think just, you know, being drunk, I was not able to really be rational. Like, Zaria is a very rational person. She be trying to make me rational. And it's like, at that point, there was nothing you could do. Like, yeah. I was never going to be rational. Then we had to explain everything to your mom. That was so embarrassing.
She was sick of us that summer. That summer was a lot. We was just doing too much.
Yeah, we were doing too much. And we were not listening.
We was not listening. Like, she was literally lecturing us for no reason because we wasn't listening. So,
but she was giving us great advice. We
was young and dumb, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Do we have any, like, hookup, random, like, kissing stranger stories from being drunk?
Do you?
I don't think I've ever kissed a stranger, or at least I don't remember, but I definitely kissed one of my guy friends drunk in, like, a game. Mm-hmm. It was, like, Truth or Dare. Truth I kissed one of my guy friends. That was funny as hell.
Yeah. I haven't done that, but I've definitely kissed a stranger before. One of my exes started off with me, like, meeting him in a bar. Pretty much, he was my friend's friend, but, like, I didn't know him at all. Mm-hmm. My friend was just like, hey, I got invited to a bar. My friend celebrating his birthday. Everybody come with me. Like, let's just all go out. So I was like, okay. Didn't know the person at all, but one thing, I was drinking, and one thing led to another, and we were definitely making out in the club, just, like, on the dance floor, like,
sweetie.
Just one of those nights. One of those nights, for real. But he ended up being someone, like, a big part of my life. That's the funniest part. It's just, like, you never know where you meet people, because...
Yeah, that's facts.
We really, like, made out, and the next... I would say about 2 days later, we were on our first date. Like, and it just went from there, you know?
That's how it be starting sometime, you know?
Yeah.
But I would not recommend kissing strangers in the time of Corona. Don't even think about it.
Absolutely. It's over for that.
So don't think over about
for
it.
That kind of spontaneity, but it has happened before. Just feel like, you know, sometimes life just brings you on a funny journey.
Yeah, I agree.
Me and my ex, we laugh about that night all the time because we went from making out to arguing in the same night. It's crazy when you're drunk.
Well, at least y'all still cool.
Yeah, true.
Do you have any dates that you went on that you got drunk?
Dates that I got drunk? Okay, my dating life is very... it's very sporadic, y'all. So, apologies for the pause there. But I know that me and one of my exes... we definitely loved to drink together. Like, that was our thing. So we would go out to, like, a bar and, like, we would just, like, fuck shit up. But he had such an insane tolerance that I would try to keep up, and then that's where I would fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've definitely had dates where, like, we've gone out to, only with this specific ex, but we went to a bar, got lit off some fancy drinks, and then I was like, you know what, I just want some regular drinks, like, can we just go to, like, a hood bar? And then we did, and then we got, like, crazy drunk off their special. It was just, like, dancing on the floor.
Mouth it. Who are you talking about? Oh.
And we was just, like, dancing, have a good time, and, yeah, I remember that night. I had lesbians, like, coming on to me.
Really?
Because we were just going crazy on the dance floor, and there was, like, a lesbian woman. She was, like, telling my ex, like, oh, I'm gonna steal her from you, all this stuff.
Whoa, love.
But I was like, sweetie, this is my man, like, stop. Stop. But, yeah, it's gotten that crazy where it's, like, we were just mad drunk and, like, just laughing because some crazy stuff just happened in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about you?
Yeah, I definitely, me and my man now, we had, like, a few drunk dates. Those are fun. But this is, like, before he was my man. For real.
You always did say, like, you can't date someone who doesn't drink.
I can't, because then I feel like you judging me. Because I'm a drink if we go out to eat or something.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't need you to just be looking at me. Or, like, what if we want to go to a bar or something? Like, you're not going. It's not for me. Like, I need you to... And it's not to say you need to drink how much I drink, or maybe you just want to have one drink. Whatever, it's up to you, but I can never date somebody who just flat out don't drink at all. Like, that's not for me.
I've tried, but it doesn't work. It definitely does not work for me, but I see what you're saying.
But see, for me, I wouldn't date someone who smokes. Like, I'm not into that, so...
You mean smokes weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, period, really.
Or anything, yeah.
I don't want to date nobody who smokes cigarettes either. Or like.
Well, I didn't think, my first thought wasn't cigarettes. My first thought was weed, and then it was like the pen and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, no.
But okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like I'll never be able to not date someone who doesn't drink ever again. I tried, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, I agree. It's just not... We need a little pizzazz. A little...
Yeah, it's fun. Not fun. It's terrible to say, because you can have fun without it, but it's like... It's just brunch, you know? Like, I love bottomless mimosas. Like, you gotta be able to take me to brunch.
Yeah, something. Like we can't drink wine at dinner. Like we can't do none of that. That's
Yeah.
not for me. But I think that's like kind of all our stories and experiences. What kind of drinker are you? Like, who do you turn into when you drink?
I definitely turn into the like outgoing, talkative person. And it's funny because I'm shy in normal life, but I definitely turn into more outgoing. I want to have fun. Let's put some music on. I'm gonna dance. We're gonna like laugh. And we're just gonna talk and like just joke around, you know? That's me when I'm lit. But that's why I have to be in good spirits, because if I'm angry and then I get lit,
Oh, yeah.
I'm the type to curse somebody out, and it's not good. So, I like to be in high spirits, happy spirits. And I feel like ever since, not high school, like when we finally let go of those guys, I've been pretty good since.
Yeah.
That's the kind of drunk I am, literally. I'm like, my friends all laugh because they're like, oh, here she goes, she drinking. Oh, she about to talk. Y'all think she's, sh they always tell their new friends, like, oh, you guys think she's shy now? Just wait a second. Like,
Yeah.
I'm making jokes. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know why. Because they say alcohol is supposed to be a depressant, but it definitely livens
Yeah,
you up.
it can open you up though. Like I would say for me, it could go either way. Like sometimes I just be chilling. Like half the time you probably wouldn't even know I'm lit. Like
Absolutely. You never know with
I
her.
hold my own. Like I just be chilling.
Me, on the other hand, you know.
But sometimes like if it's like a party or something, I'll definitely be more inclined to like talk to people I don't know, 'cause if I'm sober, I'm not really trying to do that. Like, but if I had a couple drinks, like I might be a little social, you know, whatever. I will say anytime I've like approached a guy, I've had drinks before. Like, I would never do that sober. So
Yeah.
it's always been
I
a
can't
little
even
bit
do
of
that. I
an
can't even do
edge.
that lit shit.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've done it a few times, but like I have to be extremely lit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'll be chilling and that's that. So that's all for the drinking, going out. You
Yeah,
got
I hope when you're listening, you're thinking about how you get drunk with your best friend and
Yes.
what the crazy stories you have with your best friends and
And trust me, we have a lot more, but before this, we was like, we can't really be saying some of this stuff. We can't be saying this stuff on
for
here.
real.
So we kind of kept it cute, but just know, like, we be out here, okay? Like, period.
Okay, and Corona. Just know that Corona really messed up a lot.
It really did. But tell us your drunk memories, like we want to hear them. What is some going out drinking etiquette for y'all? Like, do y'all take y'all bottles home from a party? Like, let us know.
Did we miss anything in the rules of engagement?
Yes, let us
Let
know.
us know what we missed.
Should we get into listener questions?
Yes, we should. So I'm gonna go first because I really like this question.
Yes.
I can't, okay, I'm sorry, guys. This is listener question. I can't find someone I like. Am I too picky? Is there anything wrong with being picky?
Well, I will say that no, you're not too picky. I will say that everyone has a right to have like a set standard of what they want in a partner. And at the same time, I feel like if you don't like somebody, you can't force it, right? Like they said, I can't find someone I like. So clearly they've tried, but they just don't like anybody. So you can't force that on yourself. Like you can't make it happen. So I would say no, that doesn't make you too picky, but I think that there's definitely, like, you probably are looking in the same direction, I feel like, because why is it that you keep coming up on people you don't like? Like, you don't like nobody, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
That's the million-dollar
Like,
question.
nobody is perfect. Like, come on, nobody's perfect. There's always gonna be things about a person that you may not necessarily love, but you'll find certain things about people that you enjoy and you just go based on that. And as time goes on, you learn to love them or like them more. So I think you should definitely explore that. Like, where are you looking for people? Or how are these people coming to you? Do these people have similarities? That's another thing.
Well, in this day and age, I'm sure it's got to be on an app because where else they
Yeah, at this point, it's only
at
online.
this point, it's only on an app.
What do you think?
I'm just like, I feel what this person is saying because I have thought this same thing for a while. Because of what other people have told me, that I'm too picky, I complain about the littlest things, I stop liking someone too fast. But I just feel like I agree with you. It's like it's your prerogative to like what you like and not like what you don't like. And I think the point of life is to, not the point of life, but one of the major parts of life is just find someone that you like at the end of the day. Like, if you really don't like someone, don't even waste your time because all you're doing is dragging them down and dragging yourself down. I think it does. I wish that we were able to kind of like delve a little bit deeper more into your question and like ask you questions because it's like, what is it that you don't like, right? Because if it's like a physical thing, that can kind of be tweaked, I feel like. If it's not if you're not attracted to someone, but if it's like, oh, something minuscule, it's like, okay, you might be focused on the wrong things. But if I'm just going to take this question in a general sense, I'm going to go with no, you need to be happy with whoever you're with. And so just keep living. I mean, I'm not sure your age or how old you are, but it doesn't matter. I mean, like, you're still living, so you'll find someone that you
Yeah,
like.
you'll find someone eventually.
You'll find someone perfect for you.
I definitely used to be like, what's wrong with me? Like, I don't like nobody. I used to say that
Yeah,
all the
that's what I'm saying.
time.
It's a really common feeling. I've felt that so many times. But it's just not your time, you
Yeah,
know? It's
you'll be all right.
Just like, I don't want to say keep an open mind and then you just accept everybody, listener, but don't be stressing over some like real small petty stuff.
Yeah, I think we answered that kind of decent.
Period.
Yeah.
Okay. We need our own show.
You're annoying.
Go.
The next one is goes, I post my boyfriend here and there on social media, but he doesn't post me at all. I don't really care, but my friends say it's a red flag. Should I bring it up or leave it alone?
Leave it alone, child. Look, I'm of the impression I don't post my significant other on social media. That's just not me. I'm never going to do it. I don't care. If I post my significant other, it's going to be our engagement photos, okay? For me, I don't think that's something that's that important or that serious because trust and believe there are men out here that will post their girlfriend and still cheat. So if you think that's him posting you is because he's cheating or because he wants to cheat, like, girl, he gonna do it regardless. It's not about that. I don't think that's something to stress over. Are you around his friends? That's more important to me. Are you around his family? Do people know you exist in the relationship? Like, I just wouldn't be focused on those social media. I think that's just this generation feeling like social media is so important, but I don't know. It's not really that important to me. As long as you're in his everyday life, I wouldn't stress it. Now, if you ain't meet no family members or you didn't meet any friends,
Red
maybe then
flag.
you, yeah, that's a red flag.
I mean, not even then though, because I feel like some people may not be as close to their family, or
True.
I know for me, like I would prefer at this point in life to like keep my relationship and my friendships kind of separate.
True. But that's why
So
I said family or friends. Just that someone has to just know that you're in a relationship is my point. They don't meet them in person, but the significant other feels acknowledged in the relationship to somebody, or at least a few people, because one person is not enough.
I hope we helped you.
Child, don't worry about no social media. No
Don't
one's.
say social media is stupid. Like, don't worry. And then she's saying that she doesn't care, so don't care. Like, don't let people get in your head and make you think that that's an issue if you don't care. Like, don't do it to yourself.
It's just gonna stress you out for nothing.
Okay. You got the
Oh,
next one?
we got one more.
No, we got two more.
Oh, we got two more. I'm loving these listener questions. They are amazeballs. Okay. So the next one is, I'm super supportive of my friend, but whenever I bring up my life or things I have going on, she goes silent. I don't feel the support and it kind of hurts me. What should I do? I love our friendship, but don't like this aspect.
I feel like we kind of touched on something like this in the friend episode, where it's kind of like, I don't know, like some people just will like talk about themselves all day. Like, I don't know about you, listener, but like, I cannot be in a friendship like that. Like, it's just not for me. Like, I feel like it needs to be reciprocated, and I'm sure you do love her as a person, but like she's clearly selfish as fuck. Like, how can you be my friend but not care about what I have going on? You're not supporting me at all. Like, if I tell you something is crickets, like, what? Like, nah. I would say maybe if you haven't addressed it before, address it once at least. But if it still continues, then dead that. Like,
Exactly. I was gonna say the same thing. Just something that I've just been really trying to do recently is just if something is bothering you, make sure you speak up. Make sure you let your friend know how you feel and that you don't think that she's being as supportive when it comes to you, and so and your like what you have going on. So, like you said, if it doesn't change, you have to be able to love someone from a distance because it's not going to do anything for you to not have someone that supports you. And like with my friends, they support me all the time, and it's like I love that about my friends, Like, and you'll find or have supportive friends in your corner if this person just doesn't end up being that for you.
Yeah, and I know that probably really does hurt your feelings. Like, that sucks.
For
Like,
sure, for sure.
I don't like that.
Hopefully, when you speak up and let her know how you feel, or him, whatever, they'll kind of like wake up and realize that this relationship is important to them, and so they have to make that effort.
I agree. Say some, but if it don't work out, leave. Okay, we got one more listener question. It goes as follows. How do I get my boyfriend to be more romantic?
Oh my gosh. Girl, I can't answer this question. Am single as the fuck, okay? Okay, let me stop. I think I would try to like throw in little hints. I would try to talk about things that you like, and try to get him to understand that you like certain things, and maybe that will cause him to be like, well, damn, is she trying to tell me that she wants me to be like, she wants me to send her flowers or something like that. I'm just of the belief of being straightforward, you know. I just don't know if that works. But I'm the type of person that if I want my boyfriend to do something, I'm not going to say, you need to do this, but I'm going to be like, it would be really nice if he, you know, did something different. And try to just, like, give ideas and hope that one sticks. But I feel like you would better answer this question. What do you think, Zaria?
I would say that, yeah, definitely the dropping hints thing, because I know for me, like, and honestly, I'm kind of bad at even dropping hints. Like, I'ma just, like, say it, like, you should, like, give me some flowers, like.
So you say, like, you should give me some flowers.
Yeah, and I feel like that's not, like, an aggressive tone or anything.
I agree. See, like, I would have said, like, I would love some flowers.
Like, come on. Hello. And once he does it once, like, then he'll get the hint, like, oh, that's what she like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'll show that you're appreciative.
Yeah, and just, you know, it's not every guy is romantic off rip, so you might have to kind of, like, show him what you're into. Yeah, you just kind of got to, like, mold him a little bit in that way. But some people, they literally just don't have the romantic bone in their body. So that might be a possibility. I hope that's not the case for you. But, like, hopefully he's able to, like, you know, get in that bag. And I also feel like you should also be romantic to him, like, do romantic things for him as well. Like, don't just expect shit, girl. You need to be doing stuff. Yeah, you need to be putting in effort too, so then he could pick up on that. Yeah, it depends what you're
into. You also need to kind of understand too, whatever his love language is, that might be how he's.
Yeah, that too.
So that's another thing to consider, but at least at first, definitely drop some hints, girl.
Yeah. I agree. You gotta, like, because if you don't say nothing, he's not gonna know.
He's never gonna change, yeah.
Men are very just, they have their head in their ass, like, they don't know. So you gotta say something, like, say something, bro.
For sure.
Tell him what you into, like, don't let it, like, build up, and then y'all get in an argument, and you'd be like, you're not romantic. Like, that's, you don't want to get to that point.
Yeah, and then they don't really respond that well to, like, aggression, so.
Yeah.
They won't really internalize what you're saying. They're just going to be like, ah, oh, she's going crazy.
Yeah, so try to have it in, like, a regular conversation. But let us know. Definitely update us on that if he, you know, gets more romantic over time, because that's, like, a tricky one, because some guys literally just, they not romantic, period. So it's crickets. I don't know. But yeah, those were the listener questions. If you want your listener question featured on season 2, then you know what to do. You can DM us. You can also send questions anonymously to our Curious Cat, which is linked in the link tree. So, yeah. We gotta get into song of the week.
Oh, wait, though. Before that, also, of course, if they wanna recommend, like, topics to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not just, like, advice. You can also send, like, topics or stuff you want our opinion on or whatever.
Yeah, and we read all of that, and we can try to incorporate that into season 2.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But now, sorry for interrupting.
Yes,
song of the week.
Song of the week.
Hey. Hey. Okay. Let the listeners know, what is your song of the week?
So lately, I don't know why, but I've just been listening to mad Justin Timberlake. Like, I don't know what that's about, but my song of the week is Like I Love You by Justin Timberlake featuring the Clips. If you don't know that song, please go listen to it. Do your research.
If you don't know what you're about to on the playlist,
it's going to be on the playlist. Okay.
I know you guys are listening to our playlist. So,
yes,
you'll be able to hear it there.
Get up on your Justin Timberlake hits. Like, come on. Let's get into it. It's a bop, period. But yeah, that's my song of the week.
My song of the week is Girls Need Love, but it's the remix, and it's by Vito. And if you don't know who Vito is, he is a R&B singer. He does a lot of different covers. I think that's like what he's most known for is his covers. But he has a beautiful voice. It's a nice, beautiful R&B song. And it's just beautiful. Like, that's definitely a real nice, chill R&B song. So don't get in your bag when you listen to it. But it's a great song for sure.
Yes, sweetie.
Summer would be proud.
So yeah, that's all we got, folks.
Ain't got no more.
Yeah.
But this has been such a crazy journey, just from when we told each other that we were going to do a podcast together, to actually coming up with the name, to actually recording our first episode. And now look at us, we just finished season one. I just want to take a second to really, you know, congratulate ourselves. I think we're really doing big things, and I'm excited for the future and for season two. I want to thank you, listeners. You guys have been really right along with us on our journey. So
yes, I love all the support we've gotten so far. It's been great. And I feel like now that we're like a season in, season two will be like a lot better. And just, you know, expect a lot more fun stuff, different topics. We definitely have like a lot of big plans, definitely merch soon.
Absolutely.
We want to know what you guys would like to see as far as merch. So make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Noir Girl Experience, because we're going to probably do some polls and stuff and get an idea of what you guys would like. Eventually, we want to go to Patreon, which will be like exclusive content, bonus episodes, maybe some video content there as well. And yeah, just overall, we really want to know what you guys would like to see for season two, who you would like to see us talk to. If you want to be on season two, you better let us know, because it's coming sooner than
you. We already have people waiting too.
Yeah, we pretty much have a wait list. So let us know.
If you told us that you want to be on season two, we know. We got so, you.
Let us know any topics or anything we haven't touched on already. Definitely let us know. And we'll jot it down. I think that's it. Follow us, of course.
Follow us. I'm on Instagram, Aziza M. Follow my beauty page, Aura Rouge Beauty. It's all going to be in the description box. Thank you again for all your support, guys. But yes, sorry, let them know where they can follow you.
You can follow me on Instagram at HeyIt'sPoochie. And make sure you follow, like I said, the Noir Girl Experience on Instagram. You can like our Facebook page, the Noir Girl Experience. Subscribe to our YouTube. Our YouTube channel is the Noir Girl Experience Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, subscribe, whatever they be saying. And follow us on Twitter. I'm working on getting the Twitter more active. I be on there sometimes now. So it's Noir Girl EXP. Yeah, definitely, like I said, follow that Instagram, because we do polls and a lot of fun stuff. And we're gonna be making announcements and stuff mainly on there. Is there anything else? Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate.
Subscribe, rate,
review.
Review.
All that. And
I can always follow us on Spotify as well.
Yeah. Anywhere you listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe or follow. And is that it?
That's it, y'all.
See y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.